Wholesaling Real Estate and Banner Blindness. Stay tuned. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I am answering an email that came from a person who has essentially spent a lot of money on direct mailing, and it's not getting the kind of response it wants. As a matter of fact, he's having trouble closing deals. And I want to answer that question today. I have a quote from my book. If you don't have access to my book, make sure you download my book with the link on the screen. You can simply go to myempirepro.com and then take advantage of the book. All you have to do is just go to myempirepro.com to get the book. But yes, I have a quote that I want to read here, and then I'll get into the question, and then we'll do it justice as much as we can, and hopefully you can learn something new from it today. So the quote says, let me share a concept called banner blindness. In wholesaling real estate and marketing, when people are conditioned to seeing a particular object over and over with no particular value to them, they just won't see it anymore. People acquire that natural thing that they just never see banners from strangers, or a banner that they see over and over eventually becomes, it fades away. Not physically, but they just stop seeing it. It's a noisy marketplace, and you will not stand out when there's no value-based relationship involved with your advertising. The direct mail that you send out to potential motivated sellers can end up in that banner blindness box. In fact, it will, in most cases, they end up in the garbage. If they don't know you personally already, you're only going to annoy them by sending the typical call me to help you type of letters to these folks. Or worse, they don't even see it because of the banner blindness. They don't see it, right? Instead of the traditional direct mail, send access to something of value online, such as an ebook, in exchange for their digital contact information. Use the three C's. If you don't know what the three C's are, simply search on Google for three C's of real estate wholesaling. All that talks Abby Togun, and it should come right up. It's a video that you need to watch, right? When they end up in your tribe because you've demonstrated being a person of value, simply continue to build the relationship equity until they pick up the phone and call. This should be happening at scale. All right, so that's the thing right there. Now, essentially what I just said is banner blindness is real. If my videos keep popping up to you every day and you don't find value in the first one, second value, third one, eventually, even though I'm still on YouTube with new videos every day, you just will stop seeing it. It's a marketing phenomenon, and it happens everywhere. Think about that, the billboard sign that you pass by every day, but you don't even notice anymore because it's that same billboard banner that's there every day. That's called banner blindness, okay? So with that being said, let's get into his question. It says, I send my direct mail every 2 weeks for the past 7 months. I'm not very happy with the response so far, just like most people. I was sold on wholesaling real estate being easier than this. Well, most people are sold on anything that's worthwhile to be easier. So that's not going to be an excuse. Again, that's going to be the exact reason why you must win at this, right? All right, excuse me. And to make matters worse, I have not closed one deal. Ouch. In how long again? This is 7 months. I spent over $15,000 on the training I took. Ouch. Plus the event that I attended. I really need this to work out. Well, I can understand why, okay? But hey, before you get too much attached to needing it to work out, I want you to need to master the skills. I need to master the skills. I need to figure this out. The workout thing is an outcome, and you don't want to be attached to an outcome. That doesn't mean you're not going to get the outcome. I'm just saying you need to get to a space where you really want to learn the skills and you want to learn how to enjoy the journey, right? Let's see here. I mail pre-foreclosure and expired listings. Can you share a tip or two on how I can recoup my investment thus far and start closing deals thanks for your videos. All right, so like I was saying, definitely you want to be capturing and building a list. List building is going to be the key to this, okay? But how do you list build? What would make somebody want to get on your list, right? And that's by giving them value first. You want to lead with value, okay? And if you really want to understand that in complete detail, step by step, you want to search for the video, The 3 C's of Real Estate Wholesaling. It's a video that I did as part of Fundamentals to learning how to kill this game in the digital age, okay? Think about it. The market is a noisy place. Everyone is saying, call me. Call me. I can help you save your home. I can help you avoid foreclosure. I can help you get rid of your home in 90s. Everyone is saying that. But very little people are actually giving value. And some people may say, hey, why do you want to give them the idea before they call you? Because the idea is already on the internet. You just want to be the person to give it to them first without asking them for anything up front. Okay, and yes, they will still give you, because some people say, but what's the point of giving me their email address or their contact information if I already give them the information up front? See, human beings doesn't work like that. Human beings, we all work. Some people say women, but no, human beings, we work from our emotional standpoint. If you feel like somebody has served you enough and you feel like they've done a lot to help you, they've given you enough information over and over and over again, what's going to happen is that they're going to want to do more work with you. They are going to be attracted to the idea of doing more business with you. If they were thinking about selling their home and they want to get rid of it or something like that, you'll be the first they will call. Why? Because you've demonstrated up front that you're a person of value. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the way it works in relationship. That's the way it works in marketing and in business as well too. So what does it mean to demonstrate value up front? What is an ideal prospect looking for right now? A person, like you said, you mail pre-foreclosure. A person in pre-foreclosure, what is it that they're looking for right now? They're looking for a way to save that home and avoid foreclosure. They don't want to end up in foreclosure. By all means, they would like not to end up in foreclosure. Sometimes avoiding foreclosure could mean they sell the home. And sometimes it may mean not, okay? It may mean not selling the home. But what you need to pay attention to is focus on giving them a solution first, okay? Sorry about that. I just heard power off on my earphones. Hopefully the audio is working as I'm talking to you, all right? All right? So sometimes you just want to, you just want to lead. Not sometimes. All the time you want to lead with value. What is it that your ideal prospect is looking for right now, right? A pre-foreclosure person will like to be assured that there are solutions to their problem, that they can absolutely avoid foreclosure. And you want to send them a letter, send them correspondence that speaks to that. Now, you're going to give them enough information on one page and say, go to this page and download a free book, download a free report on how, on 6 different ways to avoid foreclosure. Why wouldn't they go there? Now, you may say some other people are doing that. Well, this information, the one thing that's true right now in this generation is that we can't get enough of information. That's why the internet was able to boom the way it did, right? Because we can't get enough of information. Everything we think about, every solution we think we need, every answer we think we need, guess where we go? We go on Google, right? Because we need more information. And we could sit down by Google and be looking at information upon information for the next 1 hour, 2 hours. What about you that you're watching YouTube video? How many videos are you going to watch after this, right? You just can't get enough information. And that's true literally in everything we do. It's true everywhere across board. It's true right now in this time and age, we can't get enough of information. So what you want to be leading with, it's not just the information, but you want to actually help them by actually helping them. That's what Francon would say, right? You want to actually help them by actually helping them. What they need is information on how to avoid pre-foreclosure and foreclosure altogether. Give them that information in exchange for their contact information so you can continue to feed them with even more value. And each one of those correspondents will have your contact information on it. And if you do decide that they need a professional touch, they need somebody to help them get rid of a house, you already told them that you buy houses anyway, you already told them you can help them. You know, it's already written in strategic places all over those correspondents. And you simply, they simply will call you and they say, you know what, I think I just want to get rid of this house, right? And guess what? You'll be the first in line all the time because you led with value. Is it going to happen up front? No. You got to build a pipeline around this whole thing, this whole concept I just shared with you. And again, I share that in complete details in the three C's, the three C elements of how you capture the contact information and how you create content and you give them the value. C stands for creating content, and then you capture the audience, and then you convert to sales, right? So the details of that is what you can find in three C's of real estate wholesaling, and you can find out on YouTube right here on this channel. Just search on YouTube or search on Google, it comes right up, okay? So that's one tip I can give you. Expired listings. What is an expired listing looking for? What is it they're looking for? You want to provide them with information on how to get rid of that house fast. They listed the house on the market for 60 days, 90 days, 100 days, and they couldn't sell it. Well, you're the savior. You want to buy, okay? You want to buy, but on top of that, you want to give them information on how to sell the house in 30 days or less. Give them information. If you don't know how, research and put it together nicely and give them that information in exchange for their contact information, and then you win this game all day long. So that's my tip. That's how you stand out in the marketplace. That's how you avoid banner blindness. That's how you become unique in the marketplace. That's how you build an expert and relationship equity with the marketplace before you try to ask them for the sale. This is where most people lose, okay? So that's all I have for you on this particular episode. Again, if you want access to the book, you see the link on the screen. MyEmpirePro.com is where you want to go and download the book right now. Get your hands on that book and learn the fundamentals. If you learn the fundamental, your life become a lot more easier. You can close your deal a lot faster, okay? So download the book, MyEmpirePro.com, and I'll see you on the next one. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Peace.